Democrats' DHS shutdown hits fourth week snarling nation's airports. By Warner Todd Houston on March 16, 2026. The Democrats' shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is entering its fourth week, snarling America's airports and forcing Transportation Safety Administration, TSA, officers to work without pay. The nation's airports have been suffering long security lines as fewer TSA agents are serving at airport checkpoints and as the ones who have come to work remain unpaid thanks to the Democrats obstructing passage of the DHS budget. Some airline CEOs have sent a letter to Congress to demand that TSA workers and other federal air travel employees continue to get paid so that airports will continue running smoothly, according to Fox News. The CEOs of Alaska Air, American Airlines, Atlas Air Worldwide, Delta Airlines, FedEx, JetBlue Airways, Southwest Airlines, United Airlines, UPS, and Airlines for America all collaborated on the open letter to Congress. TSA officers just received $0 paychecks. That is simply unacceptable. It's difficult, if not impossible, to put food on the table, put gas in the car and pay rent when you are not getting paid, the letter states. Airline CEOs, enough of the Schumer DHS shutdown. Kudos to the CEOs from our airlines and shipping companies for standing up for TSA workers as they go into another week without getting paid. Writing hand emoji, down arrow emoji. pic.twitter.com/7i0u5vqx. Secretary Sean Duffy, at SecDuffy, March 16, 2026. This problem is solvable, and there are solutions on the table. Now it's up to you, Congress, to move forward on bipartisan proposals that will get federal aviation workers, including TSA officers, U.S. Customs clearance officers at airports and air traffic controllers, paid during shutdowns. The calls for Democrats to stop their obstructionism are ringing out on social media. It is time for Democrats to end the DHS shutdown. TSA officers are not the only ones paying the price. Americans across the country are facing hours-long wait times at airports. Homeland Security, at DHSCOF, March 16, 2026. Republican at Derek Van Orden calls out Democrats for growing TSA lines and delays as their reckless shutdown causes workers to miss paychecks. The Democrats have decided to put illegal aliens above American citizens and our safety pick. Twitter.com/igsmas0dw. NRCC, at NRCC, March 16, 2026. Democrats are forcing TSA agents to work without pay for the third time in nearly 6 months. The financial hardship this Democrat-led chaos created has already forced more than 300 of these heroic officers to leave the force. Democrats must fund DHS now. pic.twitter.com/causeandcped. Homeland Security, at DHSCOF, March 14, 2026. Democrat politicians have shut down and withheld paychecks from Homeland Security for 30 days now. 300 TSA agents have quit. This week alone we saw terror attacks in West Bloomfield, Michigan, in Norfolk, Virginia. This political ploy from Democrats is deranged and incredibly. Tricia McLaughlin, at Tricia Ohio, March 15, 2026. Democrats continue to play political games with the livelihoods of our TSA officers and their families. It's time for them to end their reckless DHS shutdown. pic.twitter.com/9by3inster. Homeland Security, at DHSCOF, March 16, 2026. The crazed Democrats are not allowing TSA agents to get paid. pic.twitter.com/wombovies9od. The White House, at White House, March 16, 2026. Thank a Democrat. pic.twitter.com/dnbpaa2g. Secretary Sean Duffy, at SecDuffy, March 15, 2026. DHS just exposed Democrats forcing TSA officers to work without pay. Shocking video shows insanely long security lines at Fort Lauderdale International Airport stretching out the door. This is the third time in nearly 6 months Democrats have caused this chaos. TSA officers. pic.twitter.com/np1jg6uu. Bill Mitchell, at Mitchell V, March 16, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.